Welcome to another revival message from Apostle John Pierre Becker, Senior Pastor of Revival Christian Church South Africa. If you are in the Pretoria area, come and visit us.
Father, we thank you this morning for supernatural revelation that comes from your word. Thank you that your word ministered to our hearts. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon us, that even as we receive your word, we will leave this place with breakthrough. If you're ready for that, give Jesus the praise and the glory. Thank you, guys. You may take your seats. I want you to go with me in your Bibles. If you can just mute all the mics, please. There's a feed here. If you can go with me in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 29, and we're going to read from verse 18. Say with me, vision. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no revelation. This is the New King James. The New King James is the original text. So, vision is supernatural revelation from the throne of grace. If you say, God gave me a vision for a business, vision for a company, vision for some career, that means that it is supernatural. It is a revelation from God. Man did not give it to you. Man did not impart it into you. But it is beyond you. Any vision that is not beyond you is not a vision from God. If your vision does not scare you, that vision is not from God. But when that vision scares you, it means it is a sovereign vision. And with that comes courage. With that comes boldness. With that comes tenacity, drive, and passion. If I look at somebody's vision and I look at their passion, I see how this has truly been birth of God. Because when they deliver, speak, preach, teach, tell people about the vision, it is always accompanied with unusual passion, supernatural passion. They are not timid about their vision. They are not frail about their vision. They're not afraid to get it out there because they received it from heaven. These people have been persuaded from heaven that they have received it from heaven. Nothing can stop them. Nothing can hinder them. They become unstoppable as they begin to run with that vision. This is that type of vision. The vision of this house. Of the movement of the supernatural. We are not scared. We are not frail. We are not timid. We are not lukewarm. We're not passive about it. But we're aggressive about it. Therefore, this morning, I can impart the vision to you. Because it has been given by revelation. Say revelation. You see, Peter was catapulted into a dimension of unusual power and authority in Matthew 16, because when Jesus asked, what is your vision about me? They mention a few things. They said, some say Jeremiah, says some say the prophets of old. But Peter stood up by revelation. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. How many of you know that Peter had a vision about Jesus? Peter had a vision, a perspective about the Christ. Therefore, with boldness, he could say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. When God gives you revelation, it is God giving you vision. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 18, Where there is no revelation, another word for vision I just told you, another word for revelation is vision. The people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keep the law. The King James Version says, I only read the King James Version to my wife because it's Shakespeare. I read from the book of Songs of Solomon. Proverbs 29 verse 18, this is the New King James. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This is the original text. This is the way it's supposed to be. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. People with vision will always be happy people. I have never seen somebody with a vision walk around with his head down and so swaar om hy laste te dra type of attitude. No, they're happy. They're joyful. And even when they come to church, they're more happy because they're going to get more vision. When you come to church here, whatever vision God gave you, this is what it looks like in the spirit. It's like putting a pencil into a sharpener. The prophetic in this house sharpens your vision. It sharpens your vision for the week. Therefore, you come to church because your potlet is stomp. By Sunday, it's stomp, my bro. But you come to sharpen your vision again. Because while I preach and teach the anointing, because I'm not a motivational speaker. As an apostle of God, as I speak to you, I'm imparting vision in you. There can even be a vision that is dormant on the inside of you that you forgot about, that you never walked out as you sit under this anointing. That vision comes to light. That vision is revived again. Tell your neighbor, say, therefore you must be in church. Your vision must get sharper. Wherever you are around a company of prophetic people, you will have sharper vision. Whenever you associate with prophetic people, a prophetic church, an apostolic church, you become sharper in the spirit. Can you shout amen? If you continue to mix with people that have no vision, you will have no vision. If you continue to associate with people that is bound in the world and you talk like they talk to you, you walk like they walk, you do what they do, your vision will perish. But if you get around people full of the Holy Ghost, full of the power of God, full of the anointing, everything will begin to skyrocket in your life. The devil is a liar, him and his mother-in-law. Today I prophesy. Can I prophesy? I prophesy. Greater vision comes upon your life. Supernatural revelation comes upon your life. Don't be jealous. If somebody skyrockets past you, don't be jealous. You see them go. You started before them in the same company, but there they go. They must have been in some prophetic company. They must have served some prophetic anointing. Because even Elisha was not born a prophet. He was born a farmer. He was made a prophet because he came into the company of people with vision. Only vision some people have is the television. Get around people with vision that carries the anointing. Because you can have a pioneer entrepreneur. He's got vision, but it's natural vision. He doesn't have insight and foresight. In the prophetic, in the forensic, we move. In business, in our day-to-day lives, we move in the prophetic. And we make decisions based on the prophetic. Oh my God. Because there is a dimension in the spirit where you can see everything. where you know how to make the adjustments, where you know how to make decisions. I wonder if there's somebody. This is a prophetic house, an apostolic house. Not old apostolic, new apostolic. Your hemel is in your kop. Nee, dat is mal, I mean, man. Funny, pot off. I'm talking about New Testament. New Testament. New Testament Jesus, apostles. I'm talking about Ephesians. Some are called as apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. The fivefold ministry. So this is the vision of the house. How many people that grace here this morning? So where there is no vision, people perish. Every spiritual house, church, that is birthed in the heart of God has, without exception, a vision, a mission given by God to the head of that house. This vision was birthed in the heart of God. Therefore, we can move in such power. Therefore, God endorses every meeting with a demonstration of signs, wonders, and miracles because it was birthed in His heart. Say with me, the vision must be birthed in the heart of God. Habakkuk chapter number 2, let's pick up there. Habakkuk 2 and verse 2. I'm not going to be long. I'm going to be quick, sharp, and powerful. Then the place is going to explode with power. Are you ready? Habakkuk 2, 2. You don't send me to the field and bring me back home. I'm dangerous. Because like, it just bolts in the spirit. How many of you felt that this morning? Therefore, if you let the lion loose out of the cage, he comes back even more wild. Therefore, you can't keep me just on this pulpit. I need to see the pulpits of the world. Habakkuk 2 and verse 2. Habakkuk 2 and verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads. Does it say sit who reads? He who reads may run with it. You cannot sit on a vision. You must run with the vision. Many of you have been sitting on this vision. And you active nowhere. You involved nowhere. God is about to make you a mover. Say with me, a mover. For too long you've been sitting with the sitters. God is going to let you move with the movers. Shout, I will move with the movers. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. When we look at Apostle Maldonado, our spiritual oversight, and we see how he's shaking the globe with the power of God. Their church exploding, more than 30,000 people in attendance. It is a vision we look to as a model. What we will become, and even greater. Because the sons and the daughters must do greater. So when you see your spiritual father's his vision, or when you see a vision, your vision must be bigger than that vision. Because that's a model to you. But you're going to do better. Can you say amen? This, we look at that vision and we're blown away by that ministry. We admire it because it's powerful what God is doing through that ministry. But the Bible says the vision is yet for an appointed time. Look at me. That appointed time is waiting for you. Which means we can cause vision, 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 vision. Get involved, get involved, get active. If you sit, nothing's going to happen. That appointed time will be until Jesus returns on the clouds. But when everybody gets active somewhere in the local church, and they put their weight into it and says, I'm here to serve the kingdom of God. I'm the body of Christ. You see, the church is paralyzed. Because it's only the hands working. Only the hands are working. The Bible talks about the body of Christ. Some of you are a nose. Some of you are an ear. Some of you are legs. Some of you are arms. You play a role in the kingdom of God.
And now we murmur and complain because there's not expansion, but the fault is. Point your finger at yourself. Say, it's your fault. You. The vision wants to come to its appointed time, but God needs a remnant. God needs a people that says, I'm not going to sit with the sitters. I'm going to move with the movers. I'm going to do something. They pray, God, we want to build your sanctuary. But they're not even tithers in this house. That vision cannot come to pass because you haven't stepped out into what God has called you to do. You know God called you as a billionaire. Only a few billionaires here. Let me try this side. You know God called you as a billionaire. Begin to call forth those finances. Begin to call forth those contracts. Come on. Begin to call forth those deals and says, God, I know you have anointed me as a billionaire. This church must be built in Montana debt free. We must plant 1,000 churches. We must build 1,000 churches. I receive. You work your appointment. Because you already have the anointment. You work your appointment because you have the anointment. If you're going to wait for an appointment, you're going to wait forever. You make the appointment. Somebody say, Pastor, I'm believing God for work. Well, what's the appointments you've made? What's the appointments you've made? You become the appointment. You make the appointment. You are the appointment. But the vision is yet for an appointed time. We have to press into that. The kingdom of God, Luke 6:16, Makarete Debaka. The gospel of the kingdom has been preached, but everybody is pressing into it. God's going to make you a billionaire. Press into it. God is going to raise you up. Press into it. You're going to be a mighty man of God. Press into it. You're going to be a mighty woman of God. Press into it. Come on, somebody. You have to press into it. Tell your neighbor, say, you need to press. The lady lies there in the hospital on the table about to give birth. The doctor says, push! She just lies there. Push! That's how many are in the kingdom of God. God says, push out your dream. Push out your destiny. Push out your future. Push up. Push it out. You push in prayer. You push in giving. You push in fasting. You push up. Tell your neighbors, I'm a pusher. Raka, what happened in Mark 5 of the woman with the flow of blood? She pushed in. The kingdom of God suffer violence, but the violent take it by force. You're too passive about your vision. You're too passive about your dream. Get up and do something about it. I'm preaching good here. I'm preaching better than what you're responding. You at the back don't have a pity party. Jump up and down and give God praise. Be violent about it. She said, I don't care about the law. I don't care what law determines. Even if they stone me, I'm going to press in. I have a vision that if I take the hem of his garment, I shall be made white. Tell your neighbor, say you need to push. It's time we get violent about the vision. I said it's time we get violent about the vision of revival. In Africa, be seated. People would wait 12 hours, sleep outside of the church building to get in to the miracle service. Here, the prophet of God, she has to beg you be on time. The devil is a liar. Be violent about the vision. The enemy is more violent about his vision than many are in the church about the vision of the kingdom of God. Woo! What's happening? Pastors putting fire. 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 In your blessed assurance. Rabakata rabakate rekete rabakata rabakata. I prophesied. This and this will happen. You go, I receive. Mabroko derebrese. Say with me, I will take it by force. It can only be given to those that take it seriously. When we take the vision of God's house seriously, God takes your vision seriously. Therefore, all the kings in the Bible, before they would do anything, they would bless the house of God first. And they knew by giving the first harvest to the Lord will bless the rest. Say with me, the kingdom of God is number one priority. But at the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. That wait there is not wait and sit on your butt and do nothing. Sign up for the Bible school so you have revelation of the word and in context. Amen. Somebody said, it says wait. No. That wait is the same wait of Isaiah, those that wait upon the Lord. That wait in Bible, that word wait means serve. While I wait, I serve. While I wait for my vision to come to pass, I serve the vision of my pastor. I serve the vision of the church. I serve the vision of my... I'm preaching too good here. Somebody say, serve. Fabro correta paria. Serve it. While you wait for it, serve it. Ma prekiste. Tell your neighbor, say, the greatest in the kingdom of God is a servant of all. Tell your neighbor, say, serve the vision. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. In this house, there is a vision. And in order to accomplish this vision, there must be a process. Say with me, one, affirm, disciple, send. Those four words must be burned into your spirit. When somebody asks you, what is the vision of your church? You must shout, one, affirm, disciple, send. That is the blueprint of heaven. We are aggressive in evangelism. When you make a call for people to come and evangelize, only a few show up. I know that's demonic. It's demonic because the enemy wants people to perish. When it comes to reaching out to people, the enemy will always come to a suggestion with you. Don't witness to that person. Don't invite that person to church. The devil is a liar. He wants all to perish. But Jesus does not want one to perish. Which means you are a soul winner. Tell your neighbor, say, I am a soul winner. Jesus made us all soul winners, which means you cannot come alone to church. You have to bring somebody to the house of God. You have to invite somebody to the house of God. Oh, you say, Pastor, but the church is already packed. What? I pack them on you. You pack them on your shoulders. Come on, somebody. Because it's all about souls. Say with me, souls. Say with me, expansion. Will manifest as I go after souls every week. Listen, if you bring one sinner to this house, if you invite one person, that soul will be changed for all of eternity. Because you don't know. It can be the next Benny Hinn, Reinhard Bonnke, Maldonado that God raised up supernaturally in his presence and power. Because you brought them to the house of God. Say with me, I'm a soul winner. So it starts there. But then we go deeper. Say with me, we're going deeper. That soul who got saved is like a newborn baby. That soul must be nurtured, taken care of. Say with me, we have a process. It is the process we see even through the school of disciples. The most powerful, I believe, process of this house. The school of disciples, they've been fed the word of God. They've been groomed in the word of God. The foundations for their Christianity to have longevity is being laid in the school of disciples. It was powerful. How many of you have done the school of disciples? Wave at me quickly. How many of you have not done the school of disciples? This morning, sign up. Because by the end of that school, even as you go into inner healing and deliverance, how many of you have been through inner healing and deliverance? Wave at me. How many of you know it's powerful? There's fruit on what we do. Lives are being changed forever. We've had testimonies. People came bound to poverty, bound to sickness, bound to cancer, bound, caught up in the wrong things. They go through inner healing and deliverance. They come out clean. On the other side, God raises them up. Their finances begin to prosper. Their marriage begin to prosper. Everything begin to prosper. Because they're going through the process. I want you to come and play strings for me. As you get connected to the cell, and as you found faithful in a cell, the cells are powerful. Because in the cell on the Wednesday, you need another refilling. Because Monday was tough. Tuesday was tough. You get to cell. You receive the life lesson. You receive the teaching. In worship, there's a flow of the prophetic. The cell leaders move in the power of God. You get recharged again. Thursday, you're ready to run again. Friday, you're ready. Saturday, you're ready. Sunday, you come back to the house of God. It is crucial that you get connected. It is crucial that you plug in. Nothing is more important than your growth in the kingdom of God. Your spiritual expansion. This is about your spiritual expansion. When you expand spiritually, your finance will expand. Beloved, I pray that you will prosper even as I know your souls prosper. When your soul prosper, your finance prosper. But look at me. I know this is not for the prideful. I know the pride. I hear that demon of pride manifesting in some people right now. That demon says to you, you don't have the time to go to cell. You don't have time to go through the process. That's what I hear in the spirit. Your life is too busy for God. Your life is too busy for God. God is second place. Can you believe that people murmur if the service is too long? God, this is what it sounds like. God is moving too long in the service. They go watch a rugby game? No problem. They go to a wedding? No problem. From the morning till the evening, dop and chop and sip and all I done. But the church meeting is too long for them. I see the spiritual temperature. In actual fact, after 6 hours of church, 6 hours of church in the African culture, therefore I love the African people. After 6 hours, you crucify the flesh. The number 6 is the number of the flesh, number of humanity. The number 7, it is the number of perfection.
I've been in meetings where we go 6 hours, 7 hours, and God come in an unusual way. That's what happened in the upper room. The church was too long. It was 10 days church, nonstop, Acts chapter number 2. You see, the seeker-friendly message doesn't teach you this. They had church for 10 days, and some people left just before the outpouring of the Holy Ghost hit. It's time we come to church to soak in the presence of God. Where Sunday is all about Him. If Sunday is all about God, your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday will be all about God. This is the moment. It's so sacred. God must move in your life. But He says, I don't care about the time. I don't care about other things. This is the moment between me and God. What are you doing, Pastor? You have the sambok out here this morning. I love you. I don't want you to miss heaven. Because few will enter heaven. Few. Let me tell you right now. Few. Not because your name is on a database, you're going to heaven. No. Radically on fire for the kingdom of God. If I don't tell you the truth and rebuke you and correct you as your leader, your blood will be on my hands in heaven one day. Get involved. Fall in love with the vision of the house. Fall in love with the movement. Get involved in a department. Serve God while you're on the earth. Serve God with everything. If somebody asks me, man of God, why are you so powerful? You move in miracles, signs, and wonders. A man of God asked me this week. I took a glass that was full of cold drink. And I said, this is what I do. I pour myself out for the kingdom of God. When you have poured out everything, God says, I'm ready to fill you again. You pour yourself, He fills you. You pour yourself, you serve in a department. You give to the kingdom of God. You tithe, He fills you. You pour it out. You pour it. Therefore, Paul said, I have poured my life like a drink offering. I poured out everything. Therefore, God wants to use you so powerfully. But He's looking for vessels that would empty themselves. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost here. If you would empty yourself in serving God, getting involved in a department, being raised up as a cell leader in this house, going through the processes, what can I do to become a leader in this vision? In that heart, God releases favor. The moment you have that attitude, God releases favor. He says, if you bless the dust of my kingdom, that is the designated time, I release favor upon your life. His kingdom, priority. I was so weak physically this morning, I fell asleep just driving to Centurion. Almost crashed. Because I poured myself out this week. This morning is in meeting number 8. And I don't play games when I give to God. I give Him my very best. I preach my heart out. I teach my heart out. I give God everything. Until you've died to yourself, there cannot be a release of resurrection power. Dying to yourself is the key to moving in power. If you go read all the books of all the big men and women of God, like John G. Lake, A.A. Allen, Amy Simple McPherson, Maria Woodworth Etter, Catherine Kuhlman, all their books, listen to me, was about dying to self. Nowadays, the books are self-help. It's all about me, 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 me. Most of the songs we sing in the 21st century is I. All the old worship songs was all about God. And we glorify thy name. Why? When they sang those songs, the power of God manifests. The church has become commercialized in the 21st century. They have lights and smoke, but no power. No power. This vision is a vision of the movement of the supernatural. This is the DNA of the house. The vision is waiting to come to pass. But God is calling all of us to get active in His kingdom. When you run that cell leader, it's the demonstration I just showed you. You're pouring yourself out. When Jesus, give me another full one. Can I teach you? Then I'm going to pray for you. When Jesus met the woman at the well, He asked her, give me a drink. He was not referring to natural water. He was referring to her soul. He was thirsty for her soul. So when you serve somewhere in a department, you get active somewhere in a department, you go through the process, you are giving Jesus a drink. He was thirsty for her soul and all the men she slept with. God is thirsty for souls. God is thirsty for souls. He's thirsty to turn this nation upside down. He's thirsty to bring revival. But he needs us. This bottle, this water is nothing. It's wasted without the vessel. We need the vessel. God needs you as a vessel. And He's calling each and every single one of us this morning. He's saying, come and serve my kingdom. Come and be a part of my kingdom. Be my disciple. Be effective in my kingdom. The only thing we can take to heaven is souls. Therefore, I go after souls. We go after souls. Because as you go after souls, you are plundering hell and filling heaven. How many of you are ready to be used for the kingdom of God? We cannot stay this size. This is an expansion revelation. What will happen? Look at me quickly. Can I ask you the question? What will happen if every single one of you take the mandate today and you say, I pick up my cross. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I will go through the process. I will go through school of disciples, inner healing and deliverance. I will be committed in a cell. I'll be raised up as a sub leader in a cell. I'll become a cell leader myself. What will happen if you step into that? An explosion of revival. Because everybody is involved. Everybody's active somewhere, doing something for the kingdom.
This is the end of the podcast. We believe that you've been touched and transformed. For more great content and updates in the Apostle, please go to our social media platform.